Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Quitters never give up.
You got these? All
right. Have you ever had a dream?
Because I didn't give up, B.
But you just gave the answer.
Quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up.
Are the words that came out of his mouth.
Scott Walker,
it's up to you.
He's not embarrassed or humiliated or ashamed. He was proud of himself.
Don't tell me the American dream.
I'm not so lucky that my mind drifted as well.
Don't tell me the American dream is dead.
Hey, what's up, party people? It's episode 43 of Quitters Never Give Up. It's just me and Jen here after Thanksgiving. What's up, Jen?
Nothing. What to do, baby boo?
What to do? So we're just going to do a couple of things. We're going to do the roundup, and then we're going to do a flashback with Jen. So let's start with the roundup, right?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue janky
podcast.
It's Munchin Monday, the caravan of cans. The caravan goes on, and we will be eating something out of a can today. What will it be? Just give me the jelly.
Give it to me in the can.
Is this a crossover episode?
That's right. Lots of stuff in a can talk this week because of Thanksgiving. And basically, it seems like they're all crossover episodes. Before we get into that, let's start off with Janky Town. Janky Town released episode 66, and Dave and Muggs told their side of the story, which we'll probably discuss with Lindsay and Edwin next week. They did have an interesting chat about the Staples Center being named.
So much history has gone down at the Staples Center, right?
Yeah.
Minus anything having to do with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
It's true. What?
It's true. Which, by the way, Dave, you know, if they do finally, if they win an NBA championship this season,
yeah,
they're still not going to ever win a championship at Staples Center because it'll be changed by December.
Christmas,
sorry,
right? No, that's fine.
Sorry,
hey, look.
Yeah, Christmas.
Hey, look, Lizzo said it right? Truth hurts, right?
So, yeah, basically there, the Staples Center is getting a name change. It's being changed to crypto.com. A lot of people are hurt for some reason or upset, but Staples is just a stationery company. So, and Dave and Beer Mug feel the same way. The only thing is there's a nice little dig at Clippers fans because they will have never won a championship in the Staples Center.
But, well, I always found it kind of strange as well, in the sense where you have these, it's not even there anymore, but let's take Candlestick Park up in Northern California, right?
Yeah.
Or Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. It's like, that's great that these giant companies, you know, dump their money into it. They want their name all over it. But I always preferred if they would just leave it Candlestick Park by Qualcomm or Jack Murphy by Qualcomm rather than change the historic name of the park itself.
That's true. But the Staples Center never had a historic. It's not like the Los Angeles Forum or the Los Angeles Sports Arena. It's the Staples Center.
Right.
The We Sell Office Supply Center.
Right.
So it doesn't have any tie to it. I understand, Chavez Ravine, that'll probably stay like that forever. But did you know that Dave did actually have a connection to the Staples Center?
Here's a fun fact. I lived there for a fucking week. I lived at Staples Center.
Like, you slept there?
Yes. Well, I didn't sleep, but yeah, that was for a whole week. That's where I did the very first TV watching. World record attempt. It was in that little, I don't even know what's in that little front area anymore. Is it still a shoe store? Is it still the Nike hoops or whatever? Or is it just closed off now?
I think there's nothing in it right now. But right now? That's where you did it.
Yeah, that's where I did it. And I lived there for a week, man.
Wow.
And that was insane.
Oh, that's awesome. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we all forgot about it. So did the Guinness Book of World Records. So the one thing I did want to bring up is you can hear that Dave and Beer Mug are having a nice conversation. They're really engaged. So it seems like Janky Town is going to survive all this. But at the end, there was this really weird statement, which made me kind of concerned.
Rest in peace, Staples Center.
Yeah, rest in peace, Janky Town.
So yeah, nice little joke there at themselves probably not being around, but I hope they're still going to be around.
Yeah. So they're not doing any more shows until the first of the year or January, let's say. So maybe that'll give them 6 weeks or whatever, them time to really kind of figure it out and, you know, get their organization together.
Okay, going over the Ralph Report. Eddie co-hosted Monday, but Steve co-hosted Tuesday and Wednesday. And we get some classic Steve.
I'm thankful for very little. In fact, I think there should be an anti-Thanksgiving Day, which is like almost like a bitterness anger day, where we're bitter and angry.
Isn't that every day?
The lack of opportunities in our life that we've had, the things that have passed us by, the times whereby other people have been given opportunities that we have deserved and not got, the times we've been fucked over, basically, by other humans, as opposed to giving thanks. We should give bitterness. Let's have a fucking bitterness day. Let's celebrate that, where we eat, like, really fucking food that we don't like.
He does have a point. Steve was back with his classic British humor. And it's just a total different take on the show is what's funny.
I really like listening to Steve. We love you, Steve. So nonsense with the haters. But I was thinking after listening to, I think it was Wednesday's show, it would be nice for them to do a Zoom recording where it's Eddie, Ralph, and Steve once a month or here and there.
Yeah, I think it would be weird having two people live and one person in Zoom, only because there's a delay in Zoom.
Yeah.
So it seems seamless here. I mean, but with Edwin and Steve competing for jokes, Steve will always be a little bit at a disadvantage.
But there is going to be a Hollywood Babylon on December 18th.
That's right.
So, yeah.
And there's also going to be a Christmas swinging sack, I think it is, where Ralph is going to MC as Frank Sinatra. The following day on December 19th, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Anybody out there that is going, if you could snap some pictures and maybe get some video, because I think that would be lovely.
If they let you.
Yeah.
But they did bring up a new venue for Hollywood Babylon and for Ralph Report. So Ralph is saying that they're going to start having live events at Flappers. All right. Continuing with the...
Is this a crossover episode?
Eddie sees a ghost.
My apartment building's haunted.
I'm sorry, what now?
My apartment building is haunted.
Okay. I had something else planned here, but let's just...
This is breaking news.
Let's address the poltergeist in the room.
I'm just saying...
Was it a smell coming out of your bathroom?
Not a smell. Not in my apartment.
Doesn't mean your apartment is haunted just because there's a pungent odor coming from your bathroom.
It's not my apartment. My bathroom is clean, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
It's the apartment that we share the wall with.
Oh, no.
They put up security cameras all around their apartment building because we live in a crappy neighborhood.
And a haunted neighborhood, apparently.
Well, now, apparently. So they were over the other day because they were watching Stanley when we took Colton to Disneyland.
That's nice. So they were very neighborly.
But she said they caught something on the security camera on their porch, on their balcony, which
they did.
Shares our balcony. It's the same balcony. We just have a shared wall in between it, right?
Oh, I see.
And so apparently she has two separate instances where there's a figure forms and then walks down the length of the balcony.
Wow. Forms so, like it comes together?
It comes together, like sort of floats down in this amorphous blob.
Right.
And then it forms into a humanoid shape.
Focuses up into a human.
And then walks.
Wow.
So Eddie's building potentially has a ghost. Is it ghosty?
Ooh, that would be cool. Maybe ghosty moved to his place.
Yeah, he was talking about how all of the buildings there are really old. Mm-hmm. But I like Ralph's take where he's, oh, yeah, sure. Can't wait to hear that. Can't wait to see that video. Moving on to Cup of Tea in a Chat, episode 169.
What is this? A crossover episode?
You know, that gets funnier every time.
You're being sarcastic, but I think it does actually get funnier every time.
That's all from BoJack Horseman. I love that, Ralph. So... Cranberry sauce was a big subject this week, and Eddie, they did the Munchin' Monday Caravan of Cans where they ate cranberry sauce, and they also had a preview of that with the jackpot on Monday's episode.
Cranberry.
It's not one of the sides I enjoy.
Cranberry sauce is heaven.
No.
It's life.
No. Did you get it in the can? Did you have the big
I love the jellied. Jellied cranberry is the way to go.
My mom would make the fresh cranberry. Oh, she had the grinder out from scratch. She had like all the cranberries and you grind it in the grinder.
Why bother? Just give me the jellied.
Eddie does not like cranberry sauce in a can or homemade. And Ralph loves cranberry sauce in a can. Let's hear them actually eat cranberry sauce on the Munchin' Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's all be thankful. Oops, my puck broke. Here we go. Come on, that is good. That is good cranberry right
there. That's really strong.
Edwin, of course, did not like it in a can. Did not like it homemade. Ralph loves it in a can with the ridges, total jelly, sliced up. And then Allie had this.
Yeah, I want that coming out of the can again, and I want it just plopping right there on the plate. I want the ridges. And then if you want to be classy, you know, slice it up, do that, make it classy like that. But, oh, my God, I'm pumped for cranberry sauce or jellied cranberry lump, whatever it is.
So, Allie, completely excited for canned cranberry sauce, completely excited to have canned cranberry sauce. And then Steve had this to say about cranberry sauce to go along with Eddie.
Getting it out of a can and then just basically slicing it out of the can so it's like a disc.
Yeah, that's how we eat it here in the States.
You fucking savages. why have it like that though? Because it's not that's not appealing.
It is. You slice it in disc and then it lays down kind of like fallen dominoes. It's beautiful.
It's like it's almost like a flaccid penis or something. It's like flaccid, like this thing that just like canned fucking cranberry shit, right? So, but there's like a slab. It's a slab. I mean, I know you people, and I love American people. I love some American, about 25% of American people I really tolerate. But your fucking food habits are just egregious to me. Just slicing off this thing that comes, it's so fucking, you're savages. Anyway.
And we love the fact that the ridges from the can stay imprinted on the cranberry jelly when you eat it. It's awesome.
You fucking savage.
It's traditional.
So there's Steve ripping into our tradition of eating it from the can.
Savages. How do you eat your cranberry sauce?
I do not like it in the can. Well, I haven't had it in the can for so long, but Diana made some homemade cranberry sauce with bourbon and Chambard. I don't know if that's how you say it, French. And it was delicious. She does the basic homemade cranberry sauce recipe with the orange zest and peel, and she substitutes the water with the bourbon and Chambard.
Oh, nice.
She does
nice.
All kinds of wonderful things. She also made that awesome pie, and that pie was delicious.
That was crazy. How long did she spend on the decoration of the top of it? It was beautiful.
She actually had my youngest daughters help her with it. My 6 and 8-year-old, they helped do the cookie cutter shapes and then paint them. She baked with them, basically. So they all made the pie. The only thing they didn't do was put it in the oven. So it was really nice.
Nice.
Anyhow, going back onto the cranberry sauce, Bean also brought up Mr. Burcham and how Burcham like had rallied against the canned cranberry sauce for years. And now we're all the way back to everybody liking cranberry sauce from a can. How do you like cranberry sauce?
I'm not picky with it, to be quite honest, whether it's homemade. I've never made it homemade, but I've had other people's. Out of a can is fine, too. Put it on my turkey sandwich last night. It was delicious.
Yeah, it is amazing on a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's the podcast roundup.
Flashback with Jenny. Sunshine. This clip needs no introduction. All explanation.
Here's a listener that's very excited about something that I'm not a big fan of.
You know, it just occurred to me. It's November. Oh, the Butterball hotline's coming up soon. Oh, I can't wait. I love that. Butterball, yay!
See, what you don't get, Kevin, is
I get it!
No, but you don't understand. I play the farmer who's trying to get help with catching a turkey, and the Butterball Turkey Hotline is set up to tell you how to cook a turkey, and Ralph plays the part of the turkey. Don't you see?
Why are you the way that you are?
So that kind of starts us off in 2006. This is before, obviously, the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And already the hatred from Kevin is there. It's very funny.
I'm just saying this has never been funny. Why'd not
you
once.
Turn the mics on.
Well, I started talking before I turned on.
Don't even start with me. Ralph, I'm before saying, you walked in, it's the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ 106.7 KROQ 924. Before you walked in, Kevin was like, oh, yeah, but let's not call this year because we did it last year and it's not funny. So let's blah, 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 blah.
It's never been funny once.
Why?
Guys.
Why do you hate tradition?
Listen to you, a guy who keeps bringing the freaking Armenian comedian on our
He's
show
magic.
Time after time again.
He's magic.
And you're worried about anything that we do?
Yes. Yes.
Why does Kevin hate America?
I don't hate America. I hate
Why
you
does
and
Kevin
I hate
Ralph?
God. Because
oh,
you guys on. Think this bit is funny and it's never been.
It's hilarious, first of all. And secondly, it's a freaking holiday tradition. We have very few traditions here on the Kevin and Bean
Show. This is the worst tradition possible.
The kids love it.
Look, you may not love How the Grinch Stole Christmas every year on TV, but you still get together with your kids, Kevin. You still watch it and go, hey, the holidays are here. Charlie Brown's on my TV. It's just something you do for the holidays.
And calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline and acting yes. like we're chasing a turkey. Yes. That's our tradition.
It's our great pumpkin.
Remember on the West Wing all those years ago, guys? Can I play my clip that I love so much that gives me in the holiday
spirit?
Cut
down
this
on the
time of the year, there should be a hotline you can call with questions about cooking turkeys, a special 800 number where the phones are staffed by experts.
There is.
What do you mean?
The Butterball Hotline.
Butterball has a hotline?
Yeah. It's an 800 number. The phones are staffed by experts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, I'm sorry. I love my country. Charlie, get me the number for the Butterball Hotline.
Yes, sir.
Yay!
If you played that again, we'd have less time to actually get a hold of them.
We should Ralph, do it. Didn't we take calls last year from callers to see if we should do it or not?
No.
Did we get people's opinions?
Ralph, explain to the kids who maybe are new to the show what the Butterball Turkey Hotline phone call is all about.
If you dialed a 5-digit code, it has changed. Please redial.
Did we reach an elf? What kind of voice is that?
You dialed the North Pole.
What
niche is this?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
What is this? You called the North Pole. You got Santa's workshop.
Did you call 1-800-Butterball?
Your call cannot be completed.
Okay, hang up on that. That's bizarre.
It's 1-800-Butterball. Did you dial
it? I know what it is.
Bean and I each year call a home economist with Butterball. And usually there you have to answer questions like what temperature do you cook your turkey at? How you defrost it? What do you do with the giblets?
Welcome to Butterball.
There you go.
To be connected
but
to
what
our
we button. Do is that Bean pretends to be a farmer trying to catch a live Butterball turkey.
Please
not a Butterball, a live turkey. And
options.
I play the turkey. This would have been easier to explain without the call over.
What? Do you want me to call it or not?
Maybe we're
hang
doing
up.
A little radio.
Right. I'm hanging up. There
Are
you go.
Are you new?
I don't know how it works. Go ahead. Explain this fantastic bit. Because we haven't set it up for the last 5 freaking minutes. No one gets it, Ralph. Explain it to them.
I'm trying.
No one can understand the concept.
Well, I thought it would be worth
Jesus
Ralph at least
Christ.
Saying it once on the air for people listening
no,
who have never
no,
heard
Bean,
it before.
It's not worth it. Kevin wants
We've
everyone
been setting it up for 5 minutes.
Read the book before they see the movie.
So difficult to grasp. They won't get it if we just do it.
Actually, I was explaining it for you so you can understand what we're doing this year.
So first, you call in the middle of Ralph's story. You call the actual Butterball Turkey headline, so then we can't even hear what they're saying.
Well,
oh, this is going great already.
That's how it works,
Happy
man.
Thanksgiving,
Welcome
everybody.
That's
how it works every year.
Sorry.
Don't talk over it.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, ma'am.
Allow something to be heard.
Please wait.
Okay, we'll wait.
Thank you for calling the Butterball
okay,
Turkey
here we go.
Hotline. All home economists are assisting other callers.
Oh, we're not doing our taxes.
If you'll shut up, she'll talk.
If
That's
you
what she's going to
you
say.
Have selected cooking your
nice
turkey.
Work. Nice work.
Press 9 at any time
cooking
during this
fine.
Message to
no.
return to the main menu.
This is a recorded message.
If you have purchased a Butterball turkey,
it is?
You
yes.
will find a folder with complete directions enclosed with.
Well, we haven't caught the
zero.
Yet. So I'll push.
It's she said push 9 at any
moment.
To get out of the
main
call.
Menu.
To get out of the call, you
to
push
the
9.
Main.
You don't want the main menu.
Yes, we do.
You want it?
Please wait.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
We want the main menu, Ralph.
Call volume. All home economists are unavailable to take your call. If you would like us to transfer you to the customer service department.
Yes,
there we go. Let's do that.
Oh!
I don't know what to
We're
do.
Sorry. That was not a valid reason.
Right,
wait until she finishes and say zero. Thank you. Thank you, Psycho Mike.
We're sorry. That was not a valid reason.
Zero, bitch.
Just
again.
Press effing zero.
Kevin, God damn it.
We're sorry. That was...
Oh, come on. She said zero!
She said zero!
She hung up, she hung up on you.
Because you're a jackhole. Hung up on my voice-activated menu.
God.
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with you?
Well, that's a very sad turkey
of the nth degree.
But we have time for one last try, and this is it. Then we got to move on.
It's your fault. You don't want to do it. You're
How
sabotaging it.
How dare you
it.
I'm sabotaging it.
Oh, please.
Oh. I don't even want to do it now. Now
the fun, the international code for Uganda.
Seriously, Kevin has taken all the fun out of the bit.
Once again, you've ruined the holidays.
Excellent.
I don't even want to do it.
You're like a drunk uncle.
It would have been so funny had you guys been able to pull it off.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If you...
So worth it, guys. So worth it. It's going to be so funny.
Shut up.
Don't go.
Please wait.
This is going to be so funny. Here we go. Everybody's going to
laugh. All right, we're in now.
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
Here we go.
All home economists are assisting other callers. If you still wish to speak with a home economist, press or say 0. For pre-recorded...
0! God damn it!
Well done. No, well done. Seriously.
Please wait.
So worth it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Places everywhere.
We're in.
Due to heavy calls. Take your call.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're just joining us. Couldn't have gone any better. Killer Bean's What a New Nephew is next. 1-800-520-1907.
What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so that's 2006, but we're not quite done.
Done with that. It was great. If you missed it, it was the best one we've ever done.
You're a bad man, Kevin.
Listeners are emailing in saying thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nothing says holidays like the family yelling at each other, by the way.
That's true.
By the way, that is the holiday.
It makes me want to call up my sister and yell at her right now. Feels like Thanksgiving.
Time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
Scott in Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning. What up, dude? A-holes.
What?
Oh, I don't appreciate
it.
What's wrong?
Thanks for ruining my ritual, man.
Your ritual? Your Thanksgiving ritual?
Yeah, why do you hate, Kevin?
Because Kevin. I don't like things that aren't the least bit funny ever.
That's and all you like.
And yeah,
look at every movie you ever go to.
And yeah, let's repeat it every single year, even though it's not funny.
This year, you made it worse. Thanks.
Yeah, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why Scott's right. Kevin is the guy who said on this show this week, "Yes, I'm thinking about going to see Let's Go to Prison," and then he turns around and says he doesn't like things that aren't funny. You guys yell at me all year long for my sense of humor, and yet you Lack call thereof. The Butterball Turkey Hotline. That to you is somehow funny enough to repeat on a yearly basis.
Magic.
That's you guys have no taste whatsoever. I reject you both entirely.
You know what the problem is here is that Kevin doesn't realize that I play the farmer who's trying to catch.
I understand the bet.
Ralph the turkey is running around.
Never been funny.
In a house that he can't catch.
Not once. Manuel will take my side. And Vernon. Good morning, Manuel.
Boo.
That's what I'm saying. Boo on Dean and Ralph, right?
I hope you're still in the studio. I'm on my way. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Who?
I'm punching you in the face, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. I saved your Thanksgiving, Manuel. You should be happy for that.
Not anymore, thanks to you.
Yeah,
you're the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving, bitch.
Is there one?
There is now.
All right. Thank you, Manuel.
Even the listeners are pissed off about it.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. They would get upset because he would try, he would kill it.
Somebody should pick it up. I mean, even if it's us. Maybe that's it. We'll try to call in December, and then you guys can, each one of us should try to call in the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Well, I think, I don't think that's legal anymore. I think that's where they stopped.
What? How could it be illegal?
So you have to...
Disclose that you're recording.
Yeah, and you have to basically set it up beforehand. That's what killed it, if I remember correctly. And Lindsay will probably correct me later. They had to prepare the bit with the Butterball Turkey Hotline operator. And right. So it started becoming less of an improv and more of a commercial for Butterball.
All right. Well, let's jump into 2007.
K-Rock.
We're going to talk to model Heidi for a moment. But first, we're a day away from the call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. We won't get a chance to play this much longer.
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving.
Sing it.
turkey, things are gonna happen. Gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree. I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window plane.
So tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, 7 o'clock hour, we call and give a street team member tickets to the K-Rock Almost Kissed Christmas show. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we call Butterball and do that hilarious bit that we do every year.
Oh, can't wait.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree.
Yeah, you can say what you want about Omar, but he sings like a mofo.
He doesn't hold back.
He does not hold back, no. He commits, he sure does. And he sings, and he doesn't hit one note accidentally.
Nope. Not even accidentally. No. I don't mind him coming in and being a guest turkey tomorrow. I think he's earned that right, don't you, after that song?
Maybe you've got two turkeys you're trying to cook this year.
Ooh. That's chaos.
Maybe we up the ante this year. Farmer Bean is trying to catch two turkeys and has to get help from the Butterball help.
I know. I tried to make this switch last year and I was mocked. But can you be the farmer?
No,
I don't think I'm that good as the farmer.
Ralph, you are better at pulling off the prank call type stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're good with like the impromptu.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm better in every level than Bean is at everything.
I want to hear Bean's turkey. First.
That's a good point. You have to audition for the turkey.
Right now.
I think.
Let's do it. Good call. Turkey.
Well, I haven't really had a chance to
think. Do it!
Do it. You only have a day.
Come on.
That's horrible.
It doesn't sound anything like a turkey, does it?
Plus, you giggle.
Yeah, we have a giggling turkey.
Well, the pressure was on. I'd be ready for it tomorrow. I think you'd do a much better job as the farmer. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah. Listen, it's like saying, hey, Nimoy, why don't you play Kirk this time, and I'll play Spock. You know, Shatner doesn't go around saying that. Everyone has their roles.
Gotta stick to your guns. You are a farmer. What the hell is... Why can't you play a farmer, for God's sake?
Be yourself, you dork.
I'm bad. I can't act. But anyway, that...
Well, out of Bean auditioning for a turkey. That was perfect.
All of a sudden changing it up. Maybe Ralph should do it.
I don't know how they admit Ralph's better at everything. That's perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually have them getting through to Butterball.
So there's like 6 years that we have from the archive, and oh, wow. it goes up and then it comes crashing down year after year.
When did the joy leave your life, Kevin? When did you stop experiencing the world and being happy?
When
did
you guys
turn into a bitter, angry old man?
When you guys started in a stupid ass, BS, childish, dumb prank that never works and is never funny. Then.
Ooh, does Ralph have sound effects? What do you got? Some feathers going on
there,
Ralph? He's
up the ante this time.
Wings.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Oh, dear God.
All right, so here's what happens, folks. Every year, the day before Thanksgiving, Ralph plays the part of the turkey, and I, Bean, play the part of the farmer. Now, the Butterball Turkey Hotline is in existence so people can call with questions about, oh, how long do I keep a 20-pound turkey in the oven? What they're not expecting, and what makes this hilarious every year.
And by hilarious, you mean awful.
Okay, not so much from you now. Is that they don't realize that they're about to get a call where the farmer is trying to catch the turkey. That's the advice. That's the help he wants from the Butterball Turkey Hotline is, how do I catch this bird? Right. So that I can make him into dinner.
That's what he doesn't know. And these people aren't prepared for that. All they know is cooking pre-dead cooking turkeys.
How
dare you walk into the studio and yell at us about calling foreign countries when this is what you're on board with?
Because this is hilarious.
Yeah, because it works every time, doesn't it?
Beloved. And it is a holiday
tradition. Has it worked once?
What do you mean by work? Have we gotten somebody on the phone who we had the conversation with about the turkey and the farmer? Yes, of course we have.
And were they entertained by it or laughing or anything besides annoyed?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they were entertained. They loved it, and we loved it, and everyone loved it, and that's why we continue to do it.
The only reason you do this is because it's so bad.
No? Why does Kevin hate America?
I don't
know. Do you hate Thanksgiving? Do you hate puppies? Do you hate the sun? What's going on with
you? I just don't like humor that's aimed at a three-year-old and doesn't work every single time, and yet you insist that it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, if the Kevin farmer were farting, that. You'd like it. Then you'd think it's funny, right?
The farmer talked out of his ass.
That would make it a lot funnier.
No, you guys with your high comedy.
The farmer was a gigolo.
I can't catch it.
The farmer was an ugly gigolo who had sex with big women. The
farmer was in Vegas playing blackjack. Then it's funny.
We're going to have to move on and do something.
No, we're going to dial up the phone right now.
We have Movie B. We have LaQuisha.
Here we go. The old coal-burning hotline.
It's a coal-burning hotline?
Yes, yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I did hear a voice.
I thought I heard someone say something.
I never even heard the dialing. Do we get somebody on the line or no? Okay, that's false start. That wasn't our fault. That was the whoever's doing the dialing. That was their fault.
Kevin and
that
Mike.
That wasn't Ralph or me.
No, this always works, guys. This
please
is good.
Wait.
Okay.
Please
I
wait.
I told you, dude.
Please. We're calling the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
Here we go.
All home economists are assisting
home
other callers.
Economists. Oh!
If you still wish to speak with a home economist, press or say zero. For pre-recorded information on sawing a turkey, press or say...
Catching. Need to catch turkey.
Murdering.
I press zero.
Right.
Did you?
What was that? What's that? What's
We're
that?
Sorry. That was not a valid response.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Please try again.
All right, press the zero there.
Press the zero.
Someone show Kevin what a zero
is. It's not going to make any sense.
That's what he is.
They're the round one. It looks like an O, Kevin.
They're never there.
First,
it's,
you don't dial
it's
right.
It's always busy.
Then you press the wrong number. Why don't you just let us do this?
That's the way it's going to be. Right, where are we on the phone right now? Because I got an angry turkey here in my living room I can't catch.
Can't they give us some waiting music or something?
I don't.
Are we on hold still?
I think. I don't know.
We're sorry. That was not a valid.
It was two. It was a zero.
Kevin, you are not valid.
Quit wrecking this.
Say zero.
Zero. Bitch.
No.
You
suck.
Nice work,
Kevin. You suck.
You suck.
You guys can yell all you want.
You did that on purpose.
You can't even say zero.
This happens every year because they're too busy to take our stupid-ass call.
You were invalid. It wasn't like we were waiting for them to call. You were not valid.
Yes,
you were freaking invalid. All right, we're not going to give up that easy.
No,
Mike, why don't you handle the phones and keep Grumpy away from it? Then,
that'll help. This is going to make it funny now.
Okay, where does it keep going?
That was not a valid response.
I think,
please try again.
Because...
Well,
three!
No, zero!
Zero! I have instructions here. They say three first and then zero. Mr. Turkey, what do you know about dialing a phone? Three or zero! Wow, this is really funny, guys.
30! Put them together. 30!
Send this right over to the Hall of Fame, this one.
Oh, it's our bad you can't dial a phone. Yeah, you're right. It's the content's fault.
He's dialing it just fine.
I hope you choke on your Thanksgiving dinner.
He's dialing it just fine.
Is he?
I like,
sounds
like
great.
The turkey is ready and the farmer is ready.
Right,
unfortunately,
yeah.
The bad man won't connect us to the Butterball Turkey
Not
Hotline. That's what's going on here.
Off here.
That's right.
What was that? You didn't do that?
No one touched anything, no.
Sure.
Please wait.
All right.
Okay. We're getting
very close. Love to. No, this is good. It's a good payoff.
We're calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. All home economists are assisting other callers.
What a surprise.
If you still wish to speak with a home economist, press or say zero.
Zero. It's good, guys. This is good. It's a great use of our time.
No. Please wait.
I'm wrecking it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Now we're in the queue.
The heavy call volume. All home economists are unavailable to take your call.
What a surprise.
If you would like us to transfer you to the customer service department, press or say zero.
Zero.
Okay, now we're rolling.
Customer service.
What does customer service do that's different than the other people?
Please wait.
Here we go.
They make us wait.
Places.
Turkey, you ready?
Places, everyone. I sure am going to try hard
due
to catch
to heavy
that turkey.
Call volume, all the customer service representatives are unavailable to
surprise.
Take your call right
too
now.
Bad.
Stay on the line for pre-recorded answers to...
Boo!
Maybe they have a pre-recorded answer for how to catch your stupid turkey.
And more. For pre-recorded information on thawing a turkey, press or...
Good job.
We're sorry. That was not a valid response.
Now you're not valid.
Try again. For pre-recorded information on thawing a turkey, press or say 1. Cooking a turkey, press or say 2. Grilling a turkey, Press or say three. Testing turkey doneness. Press or say four. Stuffing a turkey. Press or say five. How much turkey to buy? Press or say six. Storing cooked turkey. Press or say seven. To repeat the menu.
Press. Insanely, childishly stupid bit where we can't catch the turkey. Press nine.
All right, let's call Dave. Let's call Dave at the front at our.
Oh, that'll help.
And is that the backup? Is that what we're resorting to?
Dave will play the role of the butterball operator.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we get something out of the air that way. All right.
What's the number?
We don't know the number.
You know the number of K-Rock?
On the request line, douche.
All right, Dave, wake up if you're still with us. And get ready to answer
right
here.
You guys, boy. And next year, you guys are going to swear by this. It's the best thing ever.
Well, it's not our fault we had a defective dialer.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Hung up. Dave hung up.
He did not.
He did hung up. Yeah, because I was looking over at the light and it just went away. He hung up.
What the hell?
He doesn't like it either.
He doesn't have a choice.
All right, this is going to be the payoff right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Wazza! Yeah, I got a big. Is this the Butterball Turkey Hotline? I got a big problem here today.
Wazza!
I got a turkey. I've got a turkey loose in my house that I'm unable to catch. Can you help me?
This is Santa Monica!
Yeah! All right, ladies and gentlemen, for your consideration, this has been the annual call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
And we're going to do it next year, too, aren't we?
Yes!
I hope so.
Goddamn right we are.
Santa Monica!
Look at Dave. Oh, man.
Awesome, though. It's funny. So for 2006 and 2007, they don't connect to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And so maybe next year we'll play a game kind of like, do they get a hold of them or not?
Okay.
That's just funny. And it was just, and it's funny because then people were still reaching out to Kevin on socials, like, come on, do the Butterball Turkey Hotline. He's like, no.
They forget he doesn't like it.
It's the arguing, it's the back and forth. Yeah. That it makes it really funny. It's never the call. It never was the call.
I don't know. There was some pretty funny calls, especially early on, because Ralph is just awesome as a turkey and Bean is so bad. But I have to agree with Ralph that this bit works way better than calling foreign countries.
Yeah.
Because at least the calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline, the person kind of is trying to figure out what's going on. On the other line, they just don't speak English.
Right.
And it's just like, okay. Although the thank you India call was really good.
Yes, that was good.
I'm going to go with that one.
They're fun bits all around. So I can understand, though, maybe because it's only once a year. So in a way, you really don't get tired of it. It's not like you're doing it every week. So
that's true. Okay. So since we're ending the episode at this time, thank you. This has been another wonderful episode by Critters Never Give Up. I wanted to play Ralph Garman's Christmas When You're Dead.
Nice.
Because he's doing December 19th, where he's going to MC as Frank Sinatra. Okay. First, let me play this for Kevin. And now we can play the Ralph's Christmas song.
I've got memories of Christmas, kitties playing in the snow, flying down a frosty hillside on a sled. But those memories of Christmas don't mean nothing to me now. 'Cause this year I'll spend Christmas being dead. Christmas just ain't Christmas when you're lying in the ground. No presents tied with ribbons that you say. When you're 6 feet under, there's no lights upon a tree. A Christmas wreath don't mean the same thing on your grave. Santa Claus don't fill your stocking when your ticker stops tick-tocking. No decorated coffin green and red. No singing deck the halls when there are maggots on your balls. Christmas just ain't Christmas when you're dead. Now people bitch and moan about this busy time of year, and shoppers can be rude cats along the way. But take it from me, pal, and fill your heart with Christmas cheer. You'll miss those crowded malls when you start to decay. 'Cause Christmas just ain't Christmas when you sleep beneath the grass. No jingle bells, no one-horse open sleigh. When your corpse is rotting, brother, you can bet your ass no one will open up your box on Christmas Day. No invites come for parties, not since you felt your heart cease. No pretty Christmas cards easing the dread. No eggnog or Yuletide, and you will know it's 'cause you died. Christmas just ain't Christmas when you're dead. No Christmas just ain't Christmas when you kick your missus. I wish you Merry Christmas from the dead. I won't be back 'cause I'm dead.
About Turkey Talk Line, how can I help you?
Oh my God, I'm so glad you answered. I have trouble with my turkey. Is this the right number to call?
Yeah, who's calling?
My name is John, and I can't catch my turkey. I've got. I'm trying to prepare for Thanksgiving dinner, but I can't get a hold of the turkey, and I don't know how to catch the thing. It's way faster than I thought it would be.
Well, you know, most people that roast turkeys are really lucky. The turkeys that are in the turkey bins at the grocery store, they're pretty slow.
I wish I would have thought of that, but I thought it would be fresher if I would catch my own turkey and cook it right here. But unfortunately, I can't get a hold of it. What's the best way to grab a turkey?
Well, I think you better train so that next year you can outrun it.
Okay, but tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be very hungry if I can't get a hold of this bird, but it's so fast. I try to grab it by the neck, by the leg, by the feathers. It keeps getting away from me.
Did you try to say, Tom, come here? Maybe he knows his name, and then he'll come right to you.
Tom, come here. Turkey, it's not working. I don't know what to do. How do I catch this thing? Help!
I think that, you know, maybe you're going to have to go to the neighbors and have turkey with them. You know, you could come to my house if you'd like. I'm having a friendship feast, and that means I'm providing the turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, and the dining room table. So if you can bring a dish to pass, you're welcome to my house.
The Butterball Turkey Hotline people are the nicest people in the world. Who knew? I'm coming to your house.
Well, great, John.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm so going to nail her. I'm so going to nail her. She will be mine.
And we get a warm holiday feeling at the end of that call, too. Not only was it hilarious.
Yeah, we were lucky.
It was touching and meaningful.
We were lucky because she's stupid enough to actually invite strangers to her
that
house.
That was like a Hallmark movie.
That was a beautiful thing.
But if you wrote that movie, you go, no one would ever do that.
That was I feel like I'm watching Lifetime. Valerie Bertinelli should be starring in this phone call.